Why weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. High of 72 today under mainly clear skies, southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies and quiet tonight, lows level off around 44. Highs around 72 tomorrow. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 63.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Sustainability, a new focus in American agriculture, and U.S. corn farmers want to figure out where they fit in. The National Corn Growers put together a sustainability report detailing their progress in becoming more sustainable. Brandon Honeycutt is a farmer from Nebraska. He talks about that report.
Sustainability report was something we've worked on for quite a while, and two things it shows is, one, how far we've come in corn farming and sustainability practices. A lot of that over time, just improvements in technology, improvements in how we are able to manage the soil and the water. More importantly, it shows what our goals are for the future and where we're really trying to focus in on how to become more efficient in irrigation, how to reduce soil erosion, increase our land efficiency, increase our energy use efficiency, and reduce our GHG emissions.
The sustainability report, Honeycutt says, uses a whole system approach on his farm. He talks about what that entails.
My brother and I have really taken the concept of what can we do to really embrace these sort of concepts. We're looking at ways to continually reduce our tillage practices. We've been strip-till, slash no-till, a majority of our acres for a number of years, utilizing water sensors to increase our irrigation efficiency to make sure we're not over-applying water and at the same time not under-applying water. Really being cognizant of taking soil samples every year, trying to put on the right amount of fertilizer, and then just find those ways that we can reduce extra passes throughout the growing season.
One of the practices on the Honeycutt farm is establishing a pollinator habitat.
Pollinator habitats are vitally important. Even though we don't think about in corn production that needs for pollinators, but we begin to see that it's not just the pollinators, it's the beneficial insects that also come in that can help alleviate some of the need for certain pesticides. When we introduce those habitats, we introduce a whole new set of insects around, and it becomes very important as we're looking at how can we reduce some of our environmental footprint, which includes being really aware of what we're using for crop protection products.
That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. A Kansas man jailed after a fatal head-on crash made his first court appearance in the case Friday. Jose Rios Cruz Jr., 40, of Wichita, is charged with involuntary manslaughter, according to the Sedgwick County District Attorney's Office. Just before 3 a.m. on November 6th, Jose Cruz was westbound in the eastbound lanes of Kansas Highway 254 in northeast Sedgwick County. The pickup collided with a Chrysler PT Cruiser driven by 19-year-old Clayton Patterson of Caldwell. Patterson died after the collision. Rios Cruz, 39, is being held on a $500,000 bond. A judge sentenced a Kansas man to almost 10 years in prison this week for sex crimes involving a 9-year-old girl. In June, 33-year-old Andrian Ashley pled no contest to lewd and lascivious behavior, aggravated battery, and criminal threat, according to the Sedgwick County District Attorney's Office. The judge also ordered Ashley to register as a sex offender. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
When you're a military veteran with over 40,000 organizations trying to help you, it can be hard to find the right information. That's why AARP brings together valuable resources to help you navigate your options. AARP.org/veterans. With free veteran employment and fraud prevention resources, caregiving tools, and access to discounts, AARP is on a mission to support veterans. Visit AARP.org/veterans today.
Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas.
two University of Kansas students have been charged with stealing part of a Native American art exhibit that was also vandalized while displayed outside a campus museum. Samuel McKnight and John Wiklensky were charged in Douglas County District Court with theft of property of a value of at least $1,500, but less than $25,000. The exhibit, titled Native Host by Artist Hockey Eye by Edgar Heap of Birds, is installed outside the Spencer Museum of Art. One of the pieces went missing in late September, several weeks after four pieces were vandalized. Another Kansas school district is extending its Thanksgiving break to a full week to give overwhelmed staff a reprieve. The school board approved a plan Friday to turn November 22nd and 23rd, a Monday and a Tuesday, into wellness and self-care days. Superintendent Anthony Lewis told the board during the meeting that the time off was needed because faculty and staff were at a breaking point from the stress and the other difficulties caused by the coronavirus pandemic. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
You made your house a home. With a homeowner's insurance policy from Blue Valley Insurance, we can relax knowing that things you treasure are protected. I'm Dave Savage, and as an independent insurance agent, we sell for a number of different companies to give you the best price. With our flexible options, savings, and expert service, you'll know that your home is getting the best protection possible. We're Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Researchers say they have uncovered the names of 102 Native American students who died at a federally operated boarding school in Nebraska. The Omaha World Herald reports that the discovery comes as ground-penetrating radar has been used in recent weeks to search for a cemetery once used by the school that operated in Genoa from 1884 to 1934. The Genoa School was one of the largest in a system of 25 federally run boarding schools for Native Americans. The dark history of abuse at the schools is now the subject of a nationwide investigation. Three snow leopards have died at the Lincoln Children's Zoo in Nebraska of complications from COVID-19. The zoo made the announcement in a Facebook post Friday describing the deaths of the three leopards as truly heartbreaking. The zoo began treating the leopards and two Sumatran tigers for the virus last month. The zoo said the tigers, Axel and Kumar, have made what appears to be a full recovery. This is Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cakeland.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
When you're a military veteran or service member, you're significantly more likely to be a target for fraud. The scam artists use fake veterans charities, service benefit buyout schemes, bogus job scams, the pandemic, and more. That's why the AARP Fraud Watch Network and Operation Project Veterans provides free reports on the latest scams targeting veterans and military families. Protect yourself and your family with AARP. On a mission to support veterans. Go to aarp.org/veterans today.
The bakers of Earth Grains breads combine wholesome and nutritious ingredients with a soft, light texture that your family will love. Our nutritious varieties include 12 grain, wheat berry with honey, 100% whole wheat, and multigrain. Try Earth Grains 12 grain toasted with peanut butter for breakfast, or multigrain with turkey and fresh veggies for a nutritious lunch. Earth Grains breads, baking our best for you.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners last week awarded AHRS Construction of Bern management of a jail project. It was noted that all three applicants interviewed well, and the architect will now begin meeting with AHRS as construction manager at risk for development of the proposed $8 million complex and will bill 2.5% of the project cost to manage construction. A proposed site for the jail is a property north of Subway at the east edge of Marysville. Cost of living raises of $100 per month was approved for all county employees for 2022. Commissioners discussed adding language to the NRP application checklist to remind people to check in with the Public Works Department regarding floodplain locations and permitting. Washington and Needlehall County Commissioners meetings last week were mostly routine business. Despite several contested races for Marysville City Council and interest in the mayor's race with a riding candidate, turnout for the general election was only some 30%, well below 75% in Marshall County a year ago with the presidential election. Typical turnout tops 50%. Riding winners include Joe Studer and Chris Clays for Beatty City Council and Joe Funk for Frankfort City Council. With no filings for Oquito City Council, five ridings were elected, including Larry Novotny, John Cook, Daryl Cook, Ron Schroller, and Rick Schroller. Mike Schneider is a riding winner for Summerfield City Council, with Debbie Evans and Stacy Fleming elected as ridings to Vermilion City Council. In Washington County, two riding candidates were elected for USD 223 School Board, Gretchen Humke of Palmer and Position 2, and Steve Juniman for Position 6. A dedication ceremony was held Saturday in Waterville for the Corporal Alan Oatney and Spec 4 Gene Myers Memorial Highway, a section of U.S. 77 from Blue Rapids to Waterville. The two local soldiers were fatalities in the Vietnam War. The dedication preceded a veterans parade around the square in Blue Rapids. First Heritage Bank of Centralia and Seneca announced a $100,000 contribution toward a capital campaign to raise funds for remodeling and expansion of the Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. The capital campaign toward construction continues.
A hunting fatality was reported Saturday afternoon in Pawnee County, southwest of Lewiston. Cade Ryman of Weeping Water suffered a gunshot wound and was pronounced dead at the scene. Authorities were notified and continue investigation. The victim, Cade Ryman, was an elementary teacher at Palmyra. Loretta E. Bargman, age 88, of Bremen, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10 a.m. at Emmanuel Lutheran Hermansburg, rural Bremen. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Monday, 10 until 9. Family will receive friends Monday, 5 until 7. At Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Loretta Bargman.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Marshall County General Public Transit is offering free rides to all Marshall County residents throughout the month of November. Please contact the office for details at 562-2020. Funded in part by KDOT and Marshall County.
Cambridge Place Senior Care in Marysville is inspired by their understanding of seniors and their needs, striving to serve each person and his or her needs uniquely, individually, and holistically. They strive to create a compassionate community that enhances the quality of life for those whose whole lives they touch. Facilities for assisted living, skilled nursing, memory care, hospice, and senior day services available. Visit their website at CambridgePlaceSeniorCare.com. Cambridge Place Senior Care in Marysville.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeastern Nebraska. Mainly sunny today, high of 72. Tonight's mainly clear, low near 44. Unseasonably warm temperatures continue on Tuesday. Lots of sun, high of 72 degrees, breezy south winds. Tuesday night, a few clouds move in as a cold front sinks southward. We'll cool to a low near 40, with breezy winds developing. Lots of clouds on Wednesday. Temperatures significantly cooler behind the cold front, high of 49, breezy north winds. Wednesday night, mainly clear, low near 26. High of 47 on Thursday, lots of sun. Thursday night, clear to partly cloudy, low near 29. High of 52 on Friday, occasional sun. Friday night, cloudy, low near 37. High of 57 on Saturday, mainly sunny. Saturday night, clear to partly cloudy, low 32. High of 53 on Sunday, lots of sun. A meteorologist, Laura Lockwood.
Average high temperature mid-November 55, record high on this date 78. The average low 32 and the record low is 5 degrees. Sunset this evening 5:13, sunrise in the morning at 7:11.
Ever hear of the goosebone method of predicting the weather? We will tell you how to crack the code on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, November 15th, the 319th day of the year. Actor Sam Waterston celebrates a birthday today. There's no denying that turkey is the bird of choice today for holiday meals. But only a century or so ago, many tables featured a more traditional, cheaper, and some would argue better tasting option, a goose. The after-meal entertainment consisted of examining the goose bones for clues about the upcoming winter. As the breastbone dried and its coloration changed, the household expert, usually Grandpa, would make the official pronouncement. White meant a mild winter. If it turned dark or a bluish color, watch out. In a meteorological sense, your goose may be cooked. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and find more weather folklore at almanac.com.
It's time. Bring the holiday wonder home from Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville with the Holiday Open House. Save on Hallmark Channel bundles, recordable storybooks, holiday family gift bundles, wrapping paper tri-packs, only $5.99 with any purchase, and so much more. Don't miss the magic, the wonder, and the savings with Reflections Hallmark Holiday Open House.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
As a producer, you've always got one eye on the sky. But weathering the economic climate can be even tougher. That's where we come in. We can make a plan that will help you build a shelter for your investments that'll protect you, your family, and your future. Talk to us about it. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Patrick Mahomes threw 5 touchdown passes and returned to his usual form, and the Chiefs move into first place in the AFC West with a 41-14 victory over the Las Vegas Raiders. Mahomes and the Chiefs showed little resemblance to the team that overpowered the AFC the past 3 seasons the first 9 weeks, but they used a dominant performance over the Raiders on a day everyone else in the division lost to return to the top of the standings. Skylar Thompson fired a 35-yard completion down the seam to his tight end on a 4th down that led to a crucial score, and the Wildcats took the air out of the West Virginia comeback by holding on to a 34-17 victory Saturday at Bill Snyder Family Stadium. And down in Austin, Texas, the Kansas Jayhawks scored the most points in a road game in program history Saturday night and topped Texas 57-56 in overtime in front of 95,000-plus fans at Darrell K. Royal Texas Memorial Stadium. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
At Midwest Kia, we're helping you solve all the problems that everyone is talking about when buying your next new vehicle. Have you been told there are no new cars out there? No problem. Have you been told you have negative equity? No problem. Have you been told you have bad credit? No problem. Maybe you've even heard you can't get a great deal on a new car. At Midwest Kia, we solve all of these problems for you. With over 300 new Kias, certified pre-owned Kias, and used vehicles, Midwest Kia has the deal and the car, truck, or SUV for you. And we want to get you approved. If you have $600 cash or trade, you could be approved for a brand new Kia today. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Only at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com. Simple, transparent, and fast. A better way to buy.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
On select models, include credits. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See retailer for details.
Following wins during Sunday's semifinal matchups at Garden City and Independence, the Hutchinson Blue Dragons and the Garden City Bronkbusters will advance to the Jayhawk Conference Championship on Sunday, November 21st. Hutchinson took care of Independence 42-0, while the Bronkbusters get their revenge as they punch their ticket to the conference title game with a 27-16 win over Butler County. Garden City now plays Hutchinson in the championship game Sunday at Riverfront Stadium in downtown Wichita. For the first time since 2011, Washburn will play in the NCAA Division II playoffs. The Ichabods gathered in Booster Club Room at Lee Arena when they saw they were named a seventh seed in the tournament. In the opening round, the Bods will play Harding, who's 10-1. This marks the fourth time in program history that Washburn has made it into the playoffs. Washburn will kick off against Harding Saturday, November 20th at 1 o'clock. The game will be played at First Security Stadium in Searcy, Arkansas. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Friday night sectional football playoff action. Axtell rolled past Waverly 62-16 to advance. They'll face Thunder Ridge, a 52-18 winner over Lebo. Axtell at Thunder Ridge Friday, both teams undefeated. We'll have the live broadcast on KNDY-FM 95.5. Centralia advances. They post a win on Friday. Centralia beat Linden 53-22 and will host Olpe. Olpe down Jeff County North 28-0.
We've been with them from day one of the season, and that's not going to stop us now. Tune in every Friday on FM 95.5 to hear your Axtell Eagles carve a path to the championship game. Tune in as Axtell takes on Waverly this Friday, live on KNDY.
The superfood kale has found its way into our salads, snacks, and even our Thanksgiving dinner. If you cringe at the thought of eating this healthful veggie, try easing into this trend with baby leaf kale. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Baby leaf kale has a milder and sweeter flavor than mature kale. The Italian Tuscan baby leaf kale is ready to harvest from seed in about 25 days. Try growing a few plants indoors this winter. Use small containers with drainage holes filled with a quality potting mix. Sow seeds 1/4 inch deep and gently water. Continue watering as needed. Place the containers in an unobstructed south-facing window or under artificial lights. Keep the lights 4 to 6 inches above the top of the plants. Harvest by cutting leaves when 4 to 5 inches tall. Leave the bottom inch intact and wait for new growth to make additional harvests. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Protect new and established plants from hungry herbivores with organic animal repellent Plant Skid. It's safe to use on fruit and veggie gardens as well as trees, shrubs, and flowers. Plant Skid uses odors associated with predators to encourage critters to dine elsewhere, even before taking a bite out of your plants. It's effective against deer, rabbits, voles, elk, moose, chipmunks, and squirrels. Plant Skid is rain and snow resistant, so fewer applications save you time and money. Find out more at plantskydd.com. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The 4 Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
Enjoy a magical winter wonderland at Christmas Cheer in the Pines. Twin Valley Developmental Services invites you to their annual fundraiser Friday, November 19th from 6:30 to 11:30 p.m. at the Waterville Firehouse. Enjoy hors d'oeuvres, cocktails, and live entertainment from Elvis tribute artist Joseph Hall, plus raffle items and live and silent auction items. Tickets are $30 or $50 for a pair. Visit Twin Valley Friends Facebook page for ticket sales and more information. Come for a wonderful night of Christmas cheer.
If you're over 40 years old, you probably remember aluminum cans that had the old pull-off tabs. Today, of course, we have pop tops on virtually every beverage can in the world. It may not seem like a big deal, but it adds up over time. We visit the place that created that on this edition of The American Countryside. It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook, or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of Antique Iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Brady Kress says many people don't realize the important role this city had in building the nation.
In 1900, Dayton, Ohio had more patents per capita than any other city in the United States. By 1968, we were the seventh largest industrial center in the country.
Dayton has history related to General Motors, Delco, Frigidaire, and much more.
Also, NCR, a national cash register company, was set here. The McCall's Printing Company, Huffy Bicycles. At the beginning of the 20th century, NCR was the world's largest supplier of business machines, all built here in Dayton. 1977, Huffy is the largest supplier of bicycles in the world. In the 60s, McCall's Printing was the largest printing facility under one roof on the planet.
Dayton's Carillon Historical Park has plenty to see, including a sparkling display from hometown company NCR.
We have assembled 92 different brass, chrome, wood cash registers that were all built here in Dayton prior to NCR's founder John Patterson's death in 1922.
Some companies have merged or moved, but it's still a city with technology that affects our world.
Dayton Reliable Tool that invented the pop-top can. The country uses 200 billion of them a year, so everybody is familiar with them. They also developed a number of medical devices.
From the Wright brothers to present day, it's a place that developed technology to change the world. Traveling the Countryside in Dayton, Ohio, I'm Andrew McCray.
Need access to fresh water during the winter. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. As the temperatures drop, be sure your watering system offers an ice-free drink as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Farming is about uncertainty. When volatile prices and fluctuating weather are par for the course, you can count on Commodity Classic, the event that's designed by farmers for farmers. America's largest agricultural and educational event delivers the experience you've come to expect. Uncertainty may be what you're used to, but with Commodity Classic, you'll be equipped to handle it just a little bit better. Be there March 10th through 12th when we return to New Orleans. The future is in your hands at CommodityClassic.com.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Water is the most important nutrient for overall cattle health and production. They consume 1 to 2 gallons of water per 100 pounds of body weight. So a 1,200-pound cow would need 12 gallons of water every day. Chewing on ice and snow doesn't count. Brad White is a professor at the College of Veterinary Medicine at Kansas State University and director of the Beef Cattle Institute. He says to consider the size of your tank to keep the water flowing.
When I'm thinking smaller tank, often those are the ones that have some sort of freeze-proof control mechanism. So they may either be buried underground or you can use electricity to keep them in place. Our larger tanks, the freeze-proof mechanisms differ a little bit in that we may be using an overflow system of some sort, but your bigger tank has more surface area across the top.
And more surface area means it can freeze a lot faster, especially in a pasture situation if cattle have to walk a distance to get to the water. He says you may need other freeze-proof mechanisms to keep these tanks open.
You can have it underground. You can have electricity that keeps it heated. You can also use a combination of those or a ball water. So there's a ball that stays in the top and floats to the top, and then the cattle push it back down to get a drink. All of those can be very effective, and which one you pick depends a lot on your situation and whether or not you have the capability to put some of those in place.
The animals themselves might be able to keep the water open. The more that drink from the same tank, the less likely it is that ice will have a chance to form. Learn more about keeping watering tanks open in the winter at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
I am fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials, but even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
Colonial Acres wants to remind everyone to send happy Thanksgiving wishes to the men and women who are serving our country overseas. A card, letter, or care package from home can brighten their day. From Colonial Acres Nursing and Assisted Living of Humboldt, also providing Medicare and rehabilitation services. C&K Services encourages everyone in the community to show appreciation for the brave individuals that make up our proud military branches. Please send letters and cards to our troops overseas to help brighten their Thanksgiving. Have a safe and happy holiday from your friends at C&K Services in Sabetha.
Hi, I'm Laura Howard, Secretary of the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services. In Kansas, there are more than 540,000 people on Medicare, and each day, nearly 10,000 new people enroll nationwide. While Medicare enrollment can seem daunting, it doesn't have to be. That's where SHIC, or the Senior Health Insurance Counseling for Kansas program, comes in. The SHIC program provides seniors across Kansas trusted and unbiased help about Medicare benefits. SHIC counselors provide all the information and options available so you can make an informed decision about your Medicare coverage. We look forward to helping you navigate your way to a Medicare plan that is right for you. The number to call to find your local SHIC counselor is 1-800-860-5260.
Sponsored by the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services and Administration for Community Living, Department of Health and Human Services, and aired in cooperation with this station.
How does U.S. corn quality stack up against our global export competitors? Find out today on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly. A farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The folks who own and operate the farms, ranches, and homesteads around the country deserve to be treated right when they need to buy tools or gear to do their work. The people at Gempler's Farm and Home Supply Company know that. It's why they treat customers like a neighbor, not a number. The owner and president at Gempler's puts his personal email address right there on the company website. Family-owned, independent. If that sounds good to you, maybe you'll shop Gempler's.com. Initial results of a U.S. Grains Council study of the nutritional quality of corn exported by the U.S. indicate our corn may not be getting the credit it deserves. Kurt Schultz is Senior Director of Global Strategies for the Council.
We often hear about the advantages of different origins and the price and concerns about U.S. corn quality. You might see a higher level of what we call broken kernel and foreign material. Well, how does it perform? You're producing poultry feeds or dairy feeds, and nobody really had that answer.
Schultz says the study was done to find some answers.
We actually went to the warehouses of our buyers overseas and sampled the grain, Argentinian, U.S., Brazilian, Ukrainian, from their warehouses so that we could talk to them about what they actually had and how they were using it.
Schultz says foreign buyers of U.S. corn were focusing on things like broken kernels, color, and the amounts of foreign matter, while overlooking the superior nutritional value for feeding livestock.
This is really trying to attack some of the ways that U.S. corn is being discriminated in the international market. And to be quite frank, if we can show that you're getting extra energy for the same price as other origins, you should be paying, in theory, a premium for that, or at least preferring that origin.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, every farmer has a list of things that they want to do better with. And as they wrap up the year of 2021, look forward to 2022. At the top of the list should be using your planting in the most effective and efficient ways possible. Delka Corsier, Ag Spectrum Maximum Farming Implementation Specialist, says that means using your planter to accomplish as many things as possible, including applying fertilizer.
Well, we're sitting on pretty good commodity prices, and the farmer gets bombarded, right? He gets hit with a lot of people that want to sell him something to try to improve his yields for next year. A lot of times a grower just by default gets pushed into investing money into inputs that may or may not help them, or they may or may not understand why they're using them. We feel like they should understand why they use them, why they're using their planter, and investing in the equipment they have to maximize their nutritional benefits on the planter also.
He says there are many benefits to completing multiple steps with the planter in one single pass.
Doing multiple things with that planter while they're going across that field to manage practices, to reduce passes, to enable themselves to manage a product in furrow for early nutrition in that plant, to establish it. They want to be able to put a second product on beside the row through a colder system of some type. And we've been taught to farm for convenience, and so we look at it and say, well, the planter is the most important piece of equipment on the farm.
He says you should also understand that why behind the products and practices that you're utilizing, like putting nutrition into the furrow.
Why are you doing it? What's the purposes for doing it? It should be to maximize early root growth. It should be in nutrient form, not a mineral, so it doesn't have to go through a process and be broke down to be usable. But as soon as it germinates, it can get into the seed and do what it wants to. You want to increase the phosphorus in that tissue by V3, and if you can't do that, you're using the wrong product. And so when we use that planter to do that, you have to know what your goal is and what the right product is.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Rusty at Ford is honoring our veterans all month long. Get a $500 Visa holiday gift card with every new and used vehicle purchase. That's right, $500 gift cards for all veterans and active military. Plus, 0% APR financing. Ford rebates up to $1,000. And no payments for up to 90 days on new F-150s, Expeditions, Escapes, and more. And we're paying top dollar for any trade-in. Rusty at Ford is honoring our veterans all month long with $500 gift cards with every new and used vehicle purchase, just in time for the holidays. And make no payments for up to 90 days. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyAtFord.com.
All standard on select and stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees not all qualified. Limited term financing for Ford Motor Credit. 0% APR for 60 months and $16.67 per month for 1,000 finance. Interest accrues from date of purchase. All Ford rebates to dealer. Cannot be combined with any other offer or advertising.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says his three-day trip to the International Climate Conference in Glasgow showed the importance that agriculture will play in the Biden administration's plans to address climate change. He said it was also important to make the case that agriculture can contribute to reducing methane emissions globally through voluntary measures. He said, we want to make sure that people understand you don't have to reduce the amount of animal agriculture production. You just have to make it more sustainable. He says that agriculture and forestry expected to contribute about 20% of the reduction in greenhouse gas emissions that the president has promised. Biden committed the U.S. to cutting emissions by at least 50% by 2030. The $27 billion in conservation funding that's in that Build Back Better Act, pending in the House, could lead to the 100 million acres of land being put under conservation in the U.S., he said. Well, the White House has unveiled a new plan for addressing supply chain bottleneck, mostly by accelerating awarding of grants for ports, waterways, and freight networks. Within 45 days, the administration plans to launch programs to modernize ports, marine highways, and though with more than $240 million in grant funding. The Transportation Department will award $230 million in funding for the Port Infrastructure Development Grant Program, $13 million for the Marine Highway Program to support waterborne freight services. The White House also says it will identify projects for the Army Corps of Engineer construction at coastal ports and inland waterways in the next 60 days to provide a roadmap for more than $4 billion in funding to repair outdated infrastructure and to deepen harbors for those larger cargo ships. In addition, the administration will prioritize key ports of entry for modernization and expansion within the next 90 days. That is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
The soybean cyst nematode is meeting its match. The Mitchum Research Lab in Georgia is leading the fight against the parasite on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Commodity Classic is the one-of-a-kind farming experience where you can talk to the engineer who developed that piece of equipment. Talk to the seed dealer to find out what products work best for you. Talk to the experts and get inside their heads to get real answers in real time and get real feedback on the information you need. Commodity Classic is the place to do it all. Be in New Orleans March 10th through 12th for the largest farmer-led, farmer-focused agricultural and educational experience. The future is in your hands at CommodityClassic.com.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. What's the price of corn? Find out by asking your smart speaker to enable Successful Farming Live. The Alexa skill in Google Action provides the latest commodity prices alongside tips from AGI. Remember, just say, enable Successful Farming Live.
His right mind would want to grow soybean cyst nematodes, but they're thriving in a University of Georgia greenhouse known as the Toad Farm. Its sole purpose is to find ways to beat the yield-robbing parasites at their own genetic game. Melissa Mitchum is a professor of nematology in the Department of Plant Pathology. She maintains more than 30 populations of soybean cyst nematode that have adapted to reproduce on the different types of resistance available to growers. Mitchum says they're studying how the nematodes make those adaptations and pinpoint the genes responsible.
Much of that work is focused on the nematode spit. And so the nematodes have a stylet, which is a hollow, protrusible mouth spear that the nematode uses to secrete proteins and other molecules into the roots to cause disease. And those are likely to be involved in the ability to adapt to and reproduce on these resistant varieties.
They hope to develop a molecular test to diagnose a grower's field population and prescribe the most effective type of resistance to combat the parasite. She says the focus on genetic resistance is their best tool, and they are having success with it.
We've identified additional modes of action and are currently working to integrate those to get them out into these commercial varieties that farmers can purchase and then rotate those more strategically to maintain durability. So we are coming up with new modes of action, and it's a partnership with industry then to get those out and make those available to growers.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about the Toad Farm at agriculture.com.
First and foremost, thank you, farmers, for all that you do to keep us fed, clothed, and moving down the road. Your hard work and dedication touches our lives every day in more ways than we will ever know. As a producer, you know how important having the right tool for the job is. So when it comes to risk management, you also know that there's one vitally important tool to help protect your operation, and that's crop insurance. So give me, Tammy Sedlogic, independent rain and hail agent at Alliance Insurance, a call to discuss all your crop insurance needs.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier going through a Monday today. Market's closing in just a little bit, and we still see it kind of mixed across the board. A little bit of green popping up in the livestock and the grain market, which is nice to see. We are waiting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture's weekly crop progress report that's set to be released by tomorrow morning, as they have come out with some forecasts on the harvest and the planting seasons going on, as the USDA is anticipating, with the reports come out, forecasted U.S. corn harvest sitting at near 91% complete across the nation. That is up from the 80%. 4% that we had seen from the previous week. In the soybean forecast, harvest is expected to be at roughly 92% complete. That's up from the 87% that we had seen in the previous week as well. U.S. winter wheat planting, according to the USDA, is expected to be at roughly 95% done across the nation, up pretty dramatically from last week. That was at 81% complete by the end of last week. That wheat condition report is also expected to be at roughly 45% considered good to excellent. That is roughly unchanged from what we had seen from the previous week as well. So that is good news as we continue to wrap up harvest across the nation. The Kansas City wheat right now is still floating slowly into the red. December Kansas City wheat down 1.25 right now at 831.75. The corn still struggling down 4 points right now at 573.25. Soybeans, they're still seeing some decent gains, however. January beans are up right now 13.5 at 1257.75. It's a little bit different story in the oats market as December oats are still struggling today, down 13 points at 721. So hopefully they can see a rebound here soon. A cotton, they're kind of mixed right now. Early futures are in the green. December up by 21 cents right now at 117.90. U.S. dollar index, as we go through the Monday today, December sitting up 31 cents in the green at 95.44 right now. The 30-year bonds are down a point, sitting at 160. 10-year notes are in the red, just slightly sitting at 130. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
At Midwest Kia, we're helping you solve all the problems that everyone is talking about when buying your next new vehicle. Have you been told there are no new cars out there? No problem. Have you been told you have negative equity? No problem. Have you been told you have bad credit? No problem. Maybe you've even heard you can't get a great deal on a new car. At Midwest Kia, we solve all of these problems for you. With over 300 new Kias, certified pre-owned Kias, and used vehicles, Midwest Kia has the deal and the car, truck, or SUV for you. And we want to get you approved. If you have $600 cash or trade, you could be approved for a brand new Kia today. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Only at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com. Simple, transparent, and fast. A better way to buy.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
The 7th Annual Pre-Thanksgiving Gun Show will be this weekend, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 9 to 3, at the National Guard Armory in Marysville. Shop with vendors, enter the Gun Safe Raffle, enjoy delicious home-smoked meats, and enjoy the company. Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 9 to 3, at the National Guard Armory in Marysville.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
all-time legends of country music. From KNDY, Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.